Cuccinelli, who sued over the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, won a small victory when the Supreme Court ruled that the government cannot force people to buy health insurance or pay a penalty. The Commonwealth must still set up a health care exchange and expand Medicaid, which he says will result in hundreds of millions in unnecessary cost to state taxpayers. Also, Cuccinelli says he's still been working to make it easier for people who are wrongfully convicted of a crime to prove their innocence. Then there is his ongoing lawsuit against the EPA, regulating water in Northern Virginia.
And what's at stake here is EPA is trying to regulate water the same way it regulates pollutants like nitrogen or sludge. And of course, the Clean Water Act rather gives away what they're trying to keep clean, that would be water. And so treating it like a pollutant is not only illogical, but we assert, as does Fairfax, that it is illegal.
Cuccinelli says this could cost Fairfax and other large counties like it tens of millions just to regulate one body of water. Cuccinelli also says, as it relates to the Newtown massacre, in 2013, he's willing to discuss anything including gun control measures, but he believes, more importantly, that this brings to light the issue of mental health. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.